When we use the term whole foods, all we mean is plant foods that are almost entirely unrefined and unprocessed. The closer we can get to eating only foods Mother Nature designed for us to eat, the healthier we'll be. But most whole foods stump home cooks. Many know how to prepare chicken breast or a burger, but put a raw red pepper or dry lentils in their hands, and you may get a blank stare, panic in every blink. Whether you eat the lentils and the pepper with your burger is up to you, but you should still know how to cook with them in a way that's delicious and satisfying. Healthy food and comfort food are not mutually exclusive. The only difference between what most of us think as healthy food and comfort food is the skill of the cook. So right now, we just want to help you get rid of any whole food hesitation you might have. Less panic, more I got this. To start, we need to have a good understanding of our new whole food friends. Cooking confidence starts with familiarity. Lucky for you, we've created an interactive ingredient index that details everything you need to know about these individual whole food ingredients. Recipe ideas, storage tips, how to cook it, enjoy it, and even substitute it if you need to. No more scratching your head at the grocery store, wondering what certain fruits and veggies are or what to do with them. The Ingredient Index is your good food cooking co-pilot. So we're going to cover a lot in this lesson, but feel free to skip ahead to the recipes if you're ready to start cooking. You can come back to this video at any time or refer to the Ingredient Index. Alliums. In the simplest terms, alliums have a bulb at their base and an onion-like taste. They're essential for bringing depth of flavor to all kinds of dishes. Some alliums you may be familiar with are chives, garlic, leeks, onions, ramps, scallions, which are also known as green onions, and shallots. Berries. Plump, juicy, delicate berries are best enjoyed fully ripe and fresh picked. They can be cooked down into compotes and jams, swirled into cereal, smashed and whisked into dressings, and added to baked goods, too. Some examples of berries include blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries. Brassicas, also known as cruciferous vegetables. These plants are actually in the mustard family, and here are a few that you may be familiar with. Bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, either red, green, savoy, or napa, cauliflower, chicories like Belgian endive, escarole, frisée, which is also known as curly endive, and radicchio. Citrus. These fruits come in all shapes and sizes and add brightness and acidity to many dishes. Sour citrus fruits include grapefruit, lemons, and limes, while sweet citrus fruits include clementines, kumquats, oranges, and tangerines. Grains. There are a wide variety of grains, also known as cereal grains, available to cook sweet and savory dishes with, and while some of them are called grains, they're actually seeds that cook up like grains, so you may hear the term pseudo-grains used to describe some options like buckwheat or quinoa. Grains include amaranth, buckwheat, millet, oats, quinoa, sorghum, and teff. And remember that while grains like wheat, einkorn, emmer, spelt, farro, and corn all belong to this family of whole ingredients as well, we're only going to focus on varieties that are friendlier to anyone who may have food allergies or sensitivities. Hearty greens. Hearty greens can be enjoyed cooked or raw. Oftentimes, they're on the bitter side, so if you want to enjoy them raw, sprinkle with a little sea salt and massage them for a few minutes until softened. This step reduces bitterness and tenderizes the leaves. Hearty greens include collard greens, kale, mustard greens, turnip greens, beet greens, and chard. Lettuces. Tender, light leaves that are great for topping tacos or being the foundation in vibrant salads. They include butterhead, which is also known as Boston bib or butter lettuce, green leaf, mixed greens, which is also known as mesclun, red leaf, or romaine, also known as cos lettuce. Mushrooms. Mushrooms are the edible fruit or fruit bodies from fungi. They come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and flavors. They add earthy substance and texture to many dishes. Look for maitake, oyster, portobello, and its earlier in the growth cycle version, baby bella, cremini, or common brown mushrooms, shiitake, or white button mushrooms. Nightshades. These fruits and veggies prefer to grow in shady areas, and some even flower at night. They include eggplant, peppers, potatoes, and tomatoes. Pumfruit. Plum fruits grow on trees and have a core with several small seeds surrounding that core. They include apples, pears, and quince. Pulses. Simply the edible seeds from plants in the legume family, they're super versatile and can be used in soups, stews, curries, salads, and both sweet and savory dishes of all kinds. They include adzuki beans, black-eyed peas, cannellini beans, chickpeas, kidney beans, lentils, mung beans, pinto beans, and split peas. Rice. Did you know that rice is the seed of grass? There are many varieties of rice coming in several colors and cooked textures with short, medium, and long grains. They include black rice, also known as forbidden black rice or emperor's rice, brown rice, which can come in short grain, long grain, jasmine, and basmati, red rice, or wild rice, which is actually the seed from an aquatic plant that's unrelated to other rice, but it looks and cooks like rice. Roots and tubers. This wide variety of plants grow partially or completely under the soil. Roots are part of the plant that grow down into the soil, one root veggie per plant. Tubers actually form at the base of roots and function as energy storage for the plant. Multiple tuber veggies can grow from one plant. Here are some roots and tubers that you may have seen around. Beets, carrots, celeriac, Jerusalem artichoke, jicama, kohlrabi, parsnips, potatoes, radishes, rutabaga, sweet potatoes, turnips, and yams. Stone fruit. Simply a juicy soft fruit with a stone-like pit in the middle. They include apricots, cherries, peaches, plums, and nectarines. Summer melon. Sticky, sweet, fleshy fruit with a high water content. They include cantaloupes, honeydew, and watermelon. Summer squash. Thin-skinned squash that's light and mildly sweet, enjoyable raw or cooked. Some varieties that you may have seen around. Eight-ball zucchini, green zucchini, patty pans, yellow squash, or zephyr squash. Tender greens. These greens have a thick yet tender leaf that can be enjoyed raw or cooked. They include arugula, also known as rocket, spinach, and watercress. Winter squash. Thick, sometimes waxy skin squash that's rich and earthy, usually cooked. Look for acorn, butternut, carnival, delicata, Hubbard, pumpkins, red curry, or spaghetti squash. Lesson action. Here's a confidence-building challenge for you. Choose a simple favorite recipe, 2 to 6 ingredients only, from your existing collection. A weekly favorite, grandma's cobbler, or something from Pinterest you've been pining over. Choose something that uses one of the produce items that we've mentioned in this lesson. Now, make that recipe this week, but swap out that ingredient and use another one from the same group it's in. For example, Grandma's Cobbler calls for 2 cups of peaches, which is from the stone fruit group. Try it with 2 cups of plums and/or apricots instead, but skip the nightshades group for this exercise. They're an exception where swaps don't quite work. Share with friends, family, or the course community what your plan is and why, and share some cobbler if you go there. Be sure to ask any questions you have in the course community and document the entire experiment in your cooking journal.